Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, October 3rd, 2022. U.S. futures are mixed, with S&P futures indicating a flat to slightly lower open at 0.1% as of 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are mixed, with Treasury yields slightly higher. The dollar was higher during most of the Asian session, but is now slightly lower. Gold is softer, industrial metals mostly higher. Crude is up more than 4% on reports OPEC will consider cutting output by more than 1 million barrels per day when it meets on Wednesday. Market chatter and weekend speculation surrounding concerns related to Credit Suisse. Multiple reports cited a memo from CEO Kerner to employees on Friday reassuring them that the bank was sound as speculation and market chatter continued and after spreads on the bank's credit default swaps jumped on Friday. The Financial Times then reported senior bank executives spent the weekend reassuring large clients, counterparties, and investors about the group's liquidity and capital position in response to concerns raised about its financial strength. One executive source also denied recent press articles that the bank had formally approached investors about potentially raising more capital, insisting it was trying to avoid such a move with its share price at record lows and higher borrowing costs due to rating downgrades. The Telegraph also reports the Bank of England has been liaising with Swiss authorities after the attempt by Credit Suisse to calm nerves instead seems to have stoked fears of further turbulence in the financial system. Credit Suisse opened down 9% on Monday. In the UK, Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng released a statement via his Twitter account saying they will not proceed with the abolition of the top rate of tax announced a few days ago in the first U-turn by the new government. Kwarteng said the move had become a distraction, and this will allow the government to focus on delivering major parts of the growth package. On the macro data front, Taiwan business conditions deteriorated as output and sales fell at the fastest rate since May of 2020. Japan final manufacturing PMI grew at its slowest pace since September 2021, as output fell and new orders also slid. Also in Japan, the BOJ Tunken showed manufacturer sentiment deteriorated in the September quarter as inflation expectations hit a record high. The large manufacturer index returned a reading of 8 versus consensus 11, marking a third straight quarterly drop. Final September manufacturing PMIs also out for the Eurozone, with the Eurozone reading revised lower, coming in below the preliminary reading. On today's U.S. macro calendar, September manufacturing PMI, August construction spending, and September ISM manufacturing index. In M&A news, Myovent Sciences rejected a non-binding offer from Sumitovent and Sumitomo Pharma at $22.75 a share in cash. Asian equities turned lower on Monday. The Hang Seng fell as financials and banking stocks offset gains by property names. Taiwan recorded more losses. Southeast Asia was mostly lower. India extended opening losses. Japan was the one bright spot, with the Nikkei and topics both higher. Mainland China and South Korea were closed for a holiday. Bloomberg noted Hong Kong-listed property stocks and bonds rallied strongly on a report the PBOC and China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission had recently told the country's six largest banks to offer at least 100 billion yuan of financing support, including mortgages. They were also told to lend money to developers and purchase their bonds. Moving to the currency situation in the region, Japan's finance minister said Monday the government is prepared to take, quote, decisive steps, quote, if excessive yen moves persist. European indices have opened lower, except for Norway, with much of the focus on Credit Suisse. The FT reported investors are warning of lasting damage to UK markets after last week's credibility hit following fiscal plans, saying there is reluctance to move back into UK debt markets after the Bank of England were forced to intervene. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, October 3rd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.